Right. Welcome back to the podcast, the N1 Court Case Podcast. I'm Riley. This is Sammy.
I'm here. Sorry, just grabbing a drink, man. Gotta keep hydrated. Some fluids in you.
So it's been a very, you know, kind of a quiet week.
Yeah.
For the NBA. I think because it's coming out of the playoff race and it should be a little more exciting, but. I think because the playoff, like, a lot of teams are kind of solidifying their position.
Yeah.
There's not a real fight other than seeding. I think most of the teams are almost outside of, like, I think there's, like, 9 teams in the East that, you know, like, the 9th spot that can kind of fluctuate, but.
Yeah, I mean, you see the guys clinching now. Milwaukee clinched last week. Toronto clinched this weekend.
They did, yeah, I appreciate that.
So now you're going to see guys like Giannis is about to take a huge drop in minutes and. Like, for the remainder of the season, they're just going to try and take him easy a little bit. And then Toronto is going to rest Kawhi probably a lot.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
You can already
load management.
Yeah, load management. I mean, it's smart.
they're 3 games behind the second. They're 3 games behind the first seed. And they're 5 games up on Indiana, who has third. So they basically their positioning is basically solidified, barring a major slip from Milwaukee. Like.
Yeah, I mean... You could still see it where Toronto could really push to be that first seed, but it just doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, I don't think they win 60 games this year. I mean, they already have 19 losses. They're not going to win 60 games. I think they win like 57, 58 maybe.
Yeah, you know, I'm honestly...
I don't really care at this point. No one... doesn't matter.
Statistically, why? Like, looking at our numbers, like, wins and losses, yeah, it was less wins, but you got to remember that you took a lot of new pieces together.
Yeah, and you also, they've had some injury problems all year with Kawhi's been injured, Kyle Lowry's missed some time, Fred VanVleet lately, Jonas Valanciunas was out for most of the season almost before they traded him, but he's been playing well in Memphis.
Yeah.
He's averaging, since he's been there, about 20 and 10.
Yeah, he's been a really good piece for them.
Be good. Him, I think they've got a decent core together, Memphis. I think if they can get rid of Mike Conley this summer, they could maybe find a suitor for him. And then
where do you think he'll end up? Maybe Phoenix?
No. I don't know if Phoenix wants to take on that money.
I don't think so.
And I don't know if he'd want to be traded to Phoenix.
And he doesn't fit like the rebuild plans.
Yeah, he's too old. He's 31, 32 almost. But Utah, there's been talks of Utah pushing for him at the trade deadline.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind that move. I think that'd be good. But I think Utah, at the same time, they're in a weird spot right now because of, like, contracts and the type of players that they have right now. Like, Rudy Gobert is he's, like, 26, 27, right?
Yeah.
And you have Donovan Mitchell, who's 21, 22. So still really young. It's a weird timeline for them, but I think they're good. They started off really slow.
Timberwolves. Utah. I feel like that'd be a good spot.
A very good spot. I think that'd be beautiful. He's a defensive point guard. Doesn't need the ball too much. Doesn't too many shots. He'll be willing to pass. I think he'd be really good for Karl Anthony Towns.
Veteran presence.
Yes, and Jeff Teague just doesn't get that done. Yeah. Jeff Teague is not Mike Conley. I think that's a really good point. Really good one. So the Lakers have slipped to 11th.
Yeah.
They're behind Minnesota. The West playoffs are basically sorted out. Sacramento's 3.5 games out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
San Antonio and the Clippers, oddly, are going to go for it. I didn't think they would. I thought they'd slip out. Maybe Sacramento would get in. But either way, Sacramento's had a great season.
Yeah, honestly, if you're Sacramento right now, that fan base,
that whole organization, you've made a big turnaround. They were a mess of a franchise for 13 years. They haven't made the playoffs since 2006. Worst franchise in the league over the past decade.
You have to look at yourself and
be pretty proud.
Especially, like, with Buddy Hield.
And De'Aaron Fox.
21 points this season.
Yeah.
Arguably the most improved player in the league.
Yeah.
I think him and Siakam and D-Rose.
And D-Rose.
Nah, not most improved.
I mean, people have been talking about that because he came back from injury. I don't see it, but people have been talking about it. Him for most improved.
I think he's sixth man.
Yeah, sixth man. But it's weird because he's been starting a lot lately, I think.
I think the award race is pretty much set, barring a miracle by PG.
Yeah, I think James Harden isn't going to... The Rockets... Actually, the Rockets are the third seed right now in the West.
I think it's Giannis's
MVP. I think it's Giannis's MVP, yes, but it's interesting. It's certainly interesting.
Giannis wins MVP. Defensive player of the year, who do you think it's going to?
It's out of either Giannis. I think Paul George has a shot. Honestly, maybe... Like, I don't know if Rudy Gobert get it, but he might get recognition. Joel Embiid definitely deserves some recognition. Well,
Gobert got it last year, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
I think it's Anthony Davis's year.
No, he's not going to play enough games.
Think so?
And the Pelicans, if they're not making the playoffs, he's not winning Defensive Player of the Year.
Then I'd probably say Kawhi.
He hasn't played enough games either. I think it's Paul George or Giannis. Same as the MVP. Giannis is having a great year defensively, and Paul George is leading the league in steals, and he has a great... I think it's some defensive, like...
I wouldn't say Giannis. My top three would be AD, Kawhi, and Embiid.
I don't know, man.
We'll see.
Kawhi just hasn't played enough games. He's missed, like, what, close to 20 games this year?
I still think he could get it.
I would definitely say... what's going to be pretty... What's turning out to be an interesting race, surprisingly, is Rookie of the Year. Luka Doncic has it all but locked up, pretty much, but Trae Young has made a push. Like, the other day, I was looking at his numbers over the last, like, 25 games, and his last 25 games, it's been really good. Even on the season, like, he's playing well. Like, I think, like, the Steph Curry comparison, people kind of, like, looked at it and was like, you know, that's kind of insane, a dumb comparison. It's a bad comparison. But realistically, they're saying he's never going to be Steph Curry. Like, look at his percentages. He's shooting this year. He's shooting 33% from three. Steph Curry's never shot less than 40% from three in his career. But look at the age. This time in Steph Curry's life, he was still in college.
Yeah.
I don't even think he made the NCAA tournament until his third year, or maybe his second, but...
And he had that Cinderella,
He played 4 years in college. So, and this is Trae Young's first year out of college. And at this age, you have to say Trae Young is better than Steph Curry at this age of, like, what, 21? If that, maybe 20?
You know, man, like...
Yeah, he's 20.
Obviously, like, I get really excited about these guys, but, like, I am scared of sophomore slumps after last season with...
Jason Tatum.
And Donovan Mitchell.
But Donovan Mitchell's picked it up a little bit. I think it was just rough because last year he just came out of nowhere and was just really good. And now teams know how to stop him, right? Like, teams have expectations of what he's going to do to you on a nightly basis. And they can game plan around that and realize that, you know, Utah doesn't have another source of, like, reliable offense outside of Donovan Mitchell creating for others and stuff. Like, yeah, Ricky Rubio can create for others and stuff, but he's not really a threat to score that much, right? Like, his jump shot is not... It's gotten better, but still not that reliable. Joe Ingles can... He can hit shots, but... And he can handle the ball and be, like, a point forward type player, but he's not gonna...
He's okay off the ASO. He's okay off the ASO, for sure. I'd like Joe Ingles on any team, man. I do like him.
He's a good role player.
Yeah.
Solid career for him he's made, you know, outside of just playing well.
Yeah.
I would definitely say... Indiana, surprising, third seed still, they're holding on. They look like they're going to hold on for the rest of the year. They're playing really solid at this point.
I just think they're only one game ahead of
Philly.
And they're only a game and a half ahead of Boston. Celtics.
Yeah. They could fall off, but they're playing well. They're solidly coached. They're just a good team, you know. Everyone knows their role. I think Mike Conley could end up there too, potentially.
Or the Pistons.
With Mike Conley? I don't know. I feel like they'd pull the trigger. They're just trying to do whatever they can at this point.
You know what? With the Pacers, they look like they're going to match up with the Pistons in the first round.
The Pistons are, unless the Pacers fall off a little bit.
Yeah, but it would not surprise me if the Pistons upset them.
You know, let me say this. The other day, well, the Pistons could also fall back to seven. They're barely ahead of Brooklyn right now, like half a game.
Yeah.
But I would definitely say...
Brooklyn's another huge turnaround.
Oh, Brooklyn is playing well. honestly, kudos to that management. Like, yeah. They, like, their GM, he inherited, like, a ridiculously blown down, like, the team was in ruins. The whole roster was in ruins. Like, they had no draft picks. Like, honestly, they made their way by taking on bad contracts because they had no other thing to do. They just took whatever they could, took on bad contracts in exchange for, like,
decent players.
For, like, draft picks, right?
Yeah.
Just basically get draft picks and maybe a young guy, whatnot. Like, they took on the Mozgov contract from the Lakers to get D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to get rid of Russell so they could try and make a push in free agency for LeBron, right? That's why they got rid of Mozgov and whatnot. So, all of that. So, I think they've done a great job.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Kudos to them.
And I'm happy for D'Angelo Russell.
Oh, yes. I liked him. I always liked him. I thought, like, his one thing was his maturity.
Yeah.
And that is still something
that has... The whole Nick Young thing.
Yeah, but... Yeah, and just his, like, stupid. His maturity as a guy in general. But I think he's still something he can work on. But it's definitely gotten a little bit better.
Yeah, well, you'll see, like, a guy like that, he's still so young, man. Like, and he has a lot to process, so...
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, you'll see his leadership grow. And yeah, I'm looking forward to the career he carves out for himself.
Yeah, for sure.
Cavaliers are officially eliminated from the playoffs.
Contention, yeah, as if we had any thoughts of that.
Yeah, as if they were going to make
it. The Knicks have been out of it for a while. Well, Phoenix has been out of it for a while.
That's unbelievable.
Phoenix is terrible.
Dude, because I honestly thought the Cavaliers were going to the finals this year still because Tristan Thompson.
Yeah, Tristan Thompson. They said they're still the team beat in the East. I bet they are.
Man, he's...
They are the team to beat in the East because they're so easy to beat. Everyone's beating them.
That guy needs to shut up. He is more known for cheating than he is for basketball, and he sucks at both.
Yeah. He's making Canada look not too great. Making Brampton look kind of bad. Just kind of hard to do.
Yeah, you know what, man? Like,
whatnot. I would definitely say a team that is playing well, I want Orlando to sneak into the playoffs. They're just behind Miami. But I don't know. Who would you rather...
I'd rather see Miami.
See, the East is actually... The East playoff race isn't too bad. Definitely would say that, like, you know, there's 10... Like, it's down to the 10 seed that's actually competing. I didn't think it was that close. Like, Charlotte is a game and a half out of the playoffs right now. But after that, it falls off. Like, the Wizards and stuff. The East is... The East is still a little bit open. You have... The 8-9 seed, you know?
I mean...
Orlando's a game behind Miami.
I mean, Miami... I like Orlando. I like their team. And I think they'd be an exciting team to go to the playoffs. But I just want to see Dwayne Wade finish his career in the playoffs.
You think?
Yeah.
Like, even if they're just getting, like, pounded down by the Bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But at least if they don't make the playoffs... Like, his last game could be something special. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, like, to me, there's something special about him going to the playoffs in his last year, getting that curtain call in his last game and walking out. And honestly, man, like, I think it'd be just... Imagine if he upset the Bucks. Like, it would be...
That'd be ridiculous. It won't happen, but...
Yeah.
Orlando would be nice to see in the playoffs, you know, get their young guys some experience. And Nikola Vucevic has been having a good year.
Man, I still don't see Bucks as the top. I don't see them as the number one team in the East. I still don't.
I see it 100%. I'm scared of them. If I'm as a Raptors fan, like if I'm the Raptors right now, like I'm scared.
Really?
100%. Who can stop Giannis in the league? If anyone's made to stop Giannis, it's the Raptors because you can throw anyone at him. You could throw Danny Green at him a little bit. He can get bullied a little bit, but you can throw Kawhi on him. You can throw Pascal Siakam at him.
Siakam, you know, have decent, like, Siakam can, I really like on him just because of his length.
Yeah.
Like, that is...
And then you can even throw Ibaka on him a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, they have a decent amount of guys. You can throw an Anunoby on him. You know, you have a decent, like, number of guys that can try and hold him down. Like, you have four guys that, well, you can reliably
I just,
throw at him.
I really like Siakam on him. I really like OG. Just because of their length. And, like, if you think about it, OG was a sign LeBron in the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
And that, Like, he knows, obviously.
He's not going to stop LeBron James, and you're not going to stop Giannis either.
I mean, but he did a good job at containing him
for a rookie, part. Especially. Yeah. You know, and he's still young.
And, of course, they had the game winner. LeBron had the game winner on
Game three.
But, like, what could he do? The guy's taking a floater from, like, almost
like just 19 like,
feet away. Yeah. Like,
you're not really going to stop that.
You can't do anything, but...
I just think... I think the Raptors are the team that has the personnel to stop Giannis, to beat the Bucks, just in general. I think they're the only team in the East, and maybe in the league, that has the personnel to give Giannis problems. I think Boston has, you know, you can throw, like, Al Horford at him a little bit, like, you know.
Horford's not as athletic, though.
Like, yeah, but he guarded Ben Simmons in the playoffs a lot last year, and he's given Joel Embiid problems and stuff. But I think Giannis and Ben Simmons are two different beasts. Like, Giannis is literally shooting almost 40% on threes this month, like, in the past month. His three-point shot is coming along. He's shooting, like, three threes a game, and he's, hitting them at, like, almost, like, 37% probably.
That's scary. I think if
he's making one three a game, shooting at above, like, 36%, the league is broken. Like, you can't stop him at that point. He's averaging 27 points, 12 rebounds, and 6 assists on 58% shooting.
Yeah. It's scary. Honestly, I think it will be the Raptors and the Bucks battling in the conference. I think Boston might get upset. I think Boston is going to get upset in the first round.
Philadelphia
is not going to make it to the conference.
If Philadelphia plays Boston in the first round, I think they're out in the first round. Boston beats them for one round.
Really, I don't think Boston wins. I don't think Boston's gonna go far in the playoffs at all. I think Boston's gonna be out in the first round.
Funniest thing is, if the Pacers hold on to this third seed, the Raptors are in beautiful position. They are in better position than if they had the one seed.
Yeah.
Because at this point you would play Brooklyn in the first round.
Yeah.
I think if you don't win that in 5 games, you should sweep them. But I could see D'Angelo Russell winning them a game on his own.
Honestly, when people are like, "Oh, you should sweep, you should do this," like, I don't. As long as you guys,
if this goes, win, I just don't like it going 6 games. Like, you can't have the series go 6 games. You can't have the series. If it goes 7, I think I'm scared for the Raptors. If they need 6 or 7 games to beat Brooklyn or Detroit, you have a problem.
I mean, it's sports though, man. Like,
but it's basketball happen. Though. It's basketball. It's not hockey. In hockey, if you're the 8th seed in hockey, you can go to the cup final.
Yeah.
Like, it's different in hockey. Basketball, the stars control the game, control the league.
I it's just different to me because I think smart coaching, smart gameplay is like, I just think so many teams rely heavily on
Brooklyn is still young. They don't have a good coach.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I'd be scared more if we ran into the Pistons because
Dwayne Casey knows the Raptors. But I don't know. I saw some Pistons fans on the internet talking about Dwayne Casey for coach of the year. I said, no, they're the 6th seed for one. They're kind of not underperforming, but if anything, like, they should have more than 33 wins at this point. Like,
I mean, yeah, like,
and they haven't done anything to prove that they're any good.
The only argument is, yeah, you created a system where Blake Griffin got to be an all-star again.
Yeah, and even then, like, you knew that was coming.
Yeah, great.
That's just because he wasn't injured this year. He hasn't been hurt.
Yeah, he's in the East. It's a little bit more open. He's a big man, and he fixed his shooting.
He's shooting like 38% from three this year.
Yeah, I just don't see Pistons as a real danger either. I really just see it as I see it as Bucks, Raptors, Philadelphia.
I don't know. But the thing is, though, like, the beautiful thing is that if the Raptors get, say, the Brooklyn Nets in the first round, they should knock them out in 5. You get the Pacers the second round. The Raptors won't play a real threat till the conference finals. That's a huge advantage to have. Yeah. Even if you don't have home court and you play Milwaukee, I'd be scared, though, with them not having home court.
Man, I just see, I think it's going to be the Raptors in the finals. I think they're the
best. I really hope, and I think so too. But the thing is, I'm just so scared. Giannis is so good. He's arguably, we'll jump on this topic real quick. Is Giannis Antetokounmpo the best player in the league?
Yeah.
Is he better than Kevin Durant? He's better than LeBron this year. LeBron is not the best player in the league anymore as of this year. This year, obviously, he hasn't been the best player in the regular season for a few years. But everyone just knows because he turns it on in the playoffs that he's the best player. But if he's not in the playoffs, like, just out of respect for LeBron James, I'm not going to say he isn't, like,
the greatest still, player
anymore. Like, but, like, realistically, he's, like, I saw some people saying he's not a top, like, 10 player in the league. That's ridiculous.
Oh.
And I see people saying he's not. I'd say he's, like, fifth or sixth, at least. Like, you can't put him any lower than five. Like, if you want to put Giannis, KD, Steph, and James Harden above him, you know what I mean? Like,
I still have LeBron at three.
Like, behind KD and Giannis. I would say that, like, yeah, I'd still put him above, like, Steph just because it's LeBron James. But by next year, we'll have to see next year. I'm not ready to give up on him till next year. We see him beside, like, you know, see what this team does in the offseason.
I think Giannis became the best player in the league to me because I would have thought it would have been Kevin Durant or Anthony Davis.
But the thing is, though, if Kevin Durant wasn't on the Warriors, would we be saying he's the best player in the league?
Exactly.
And if he leaves, I think he's the best player in the league. But Giannis,
if he continues. But
I think Kevin Durant's window to be the best player in the league is going to be a one-year window. It's going to be next year. Because after next year, it's Giannis. I don't know how you, like, Giannis.
I think Kevin Durant, I think he really hurt his legacy by going to Golden State.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, especially on OKC, if he stayed in OKC, he could have been viewed as the best player. If he brought a ring to OKC, like, that would have been unbelievable.
Okay, so.
And you know what, man, just speaking about LeBron, how do you think this season affects his legacy?
How do I think it affects his legacy?
Yeah.
I don't think it does. Like, it kind of, like, it hurts it a little bit. I think it more hurts his current, like, how people look at him currently more than it hurts him, like, over the past, like, his legacy in general. I think it's stupid, like, people are talking about, like, how, like, other players never do that. When, like, and then there's the argument Kobe missed the playoffs in his prime. But I'm not going to hold that against either player because this season has been a mess. LeBron was out for 17 games. You know what I mean? Like,
He only played 23 games with Ingram and Lonzo. He only played 23 games with
really?
The young core.
Yeah, and Lonzo, he's good defensively. He's been playing well. And Ingram is good. Like, he's better than Kyle Kuzma.
Yeah.
Kyle Kuzma just plays better in this.
I have been saying this for years, and everyone has always been riding on me that Ingram is not good. I was like, man,
he's good.
He is good.
The only thing I don't like about him is he's a little bit immature, but he's still only like 21 years old. You know what I mean? He has some time.
Diagnosed with a blood clot though today.
Yeah, that's sad.
So he's gonna need surgery. If he keeps playing, he could cause a heart attack or a stroke. So
he's out for the rest of the season.
That's the same thing Chris Bosh had. Yeah. He never played again.
His was in his lung though.
Yeah. So,
but it's also the same type of thing. Remember Isaiah Austin?
Yeah.
Drafted, was it 2014?
Yeah, but he didn't have blood clots. He had some really serious.
I think it was a brain thing.
Man, he dunked so hard when he was in grade 7, his left eye fell out. That's how he lost it. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, he slammed it down so hard, and he, like, caught himself and jerked, and his eye fell out.
Yeah, because he has a glass eye, right? He's been blind in his right eye since he was 16.
Oh, yeah, his right eye, yeah.
Well, that's crazy.
But, man, I mean, you look now at like, LeBron and his legacy and everything, and just,
I think
it hurts. It hurts the discussion of if he's the GOAT.
I think he's, like, if you don't want to say, like, you can give Jordan the rings thing and all of that. But I think, like, I still think that LeBron, like, a prime LeBron James is the best player we've ever seen in the history of the world.
I think so, too, but it's just, like,
it's just that legacy.
It's legacy
thing.
Now.
And you can't really hold that against him. When LeBron came into the league with the Cavs, they didn't do anything well.
Yeah.
They didn't. You know what? You know how, this is how sad it was. He could have had Carlos Boozer. Because Carlos Boozer was drafted by the Cavs in 2002.
Yeah.
The Cavs what they did was they came to an agreement with him that they would let him sign like the qualifying offer after his rookie contract, like 2 years. Like there was a team option. They were gonna let him go, and then they were gonna re-sign him to a longer contract, I think. That's what I heard. And then they ended up not doing that. So they basically lost Carlos Boozer for nothing. They let him go for nothing. They could have had a Carlos Boozer beside LeBron James, both young, fresh into the league, for the next, like, 6 years.
Carlos Boozer had an issue with LeBron, though. Like, that I remember very...
Yeah, he said that he was... I think he was not, offended.
Yeah, he was...
He didn't like the idea of LeBron stealing the thunder of, like, his... This was his team originally. Like
Carlos Boozer did not want to play with LeBron James.
Which is kind of dumb. But,
yeah.
But if the Cavs had, you know... You know, if they'd kept on that, it would have been nice.
Yeah, I mean, you look at... They didn't surround him with anything. When he was... From 2003 to 2010, they surrounded him with nothing. And he left, and he goes to Miami, and then Miami and him have, a strong team.
Oh, okay. Here it is. So, LeBron, when Carlos Boozer was on his rookie contract, right... They declined his team option, and they were intending to give him a big, like, a pay raise. And then he was offered an even bigger contract by the Jazz. And then, yeah, so he left from there. And then he went, you know, he went to Utah. I think if the Cavs weren't stupid and they had kept Carlos Boozer, LeBron's legacy is a little different. He would have had someone actually playing beside him. That would have been really beautiful.
Yeah, especially because Carlos Boozer was a threat back then. Like, he did.
He was good. In his prime, he was good. Like, he was an all-star in the West. But yeah, speaking of, like, best player in the league. So, Giannis, over his last 14 games, spanning from his first game in February to his most recent game yesterday, he's attempting 2.8 threes a game. He's making 1.1. He's shooting 39%, almost 39% from three over the past month and a bit. Month and a week, 5 weeks. 14 games, not even a bad sample size. Let's stretch that to even 20 games, you know?
Yeah. You know
over
what, man?
Over his last 21 games, he's shooting 36% from three. That's scary. Yeah, that is
he
scary.
Is the best, he is the best player in the league, but I'm just like... Man, the whole LeBron thing this season, I think going to LA was a mistake. I thought it was a mistake last year. I thought he should have done a sign and trade to Houston. I thought he just should have surrounded himself with more talent. Because right now, if he was on Houston right now, they would be the best team in the West.
I don't know if he fits there properly. He needs the ball so much. James, then you have three guys that need the ball, and then you have D'Antoni's system. LeBron, Chris Paul, James Harden. And is James Harden that great off the ball? No. Is LeBron James that great off the ball? No. Well, Chris Paul is probably the best player of all of them off the ball just because he wants to win, kind of. But
then
he's terrible off the ball.
Him on the 76ers.
But that makes it a mess.
Yeah.
I think they don't get Jimmy Butler. They might get Tobias Harris. They might have even traded Ben Simmons. I've heard. They trade Ben Simmons. I don't know why they would do that.
Well,
stupid,
Ben Simmons and LeBron are like good buddies.
Yeah.
I don't think they would.
No, I doubt it. But that's what I've heard. That'd be a suggestion. But yeah, I don't know why LeBron. I don't know. It was weird going to the Lakers. Like, I can see the reason to go. You know, why not? You know, why not try and go there and try and draw free agents?
And you know what? He got stuck in LA.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm in LA and I'm the greatest player alive and this is the greatest city ever.
One.
And I think LeBron thought too much of himself. I think he thought I can do it all at 34.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. I'm the best. He came off and I mean that last year in Cleveland, that was his career year. He was averaging the best numbers in almost all categories except scoring.
Yeah.
He was averaging 27.
He's still great, obviously. And we're going to see it next year will be a true test of how, if he's still the best player. I don't think he will be the best player, but I think if he's still a top 5 player and you put another top 10 player beside him, I think they work it out and play well. I don't know who they pick up, but if they don't get, they'll go after Anthony Davis. I think they'll get him. I don't think I think Kyrie's situation in Boston, he might leave.
I think
Boston doesn't go for Anthony Davis.
Klay Thompson might be a Laker if
I don't know
he if, doesn't if, get a match.
If Kevin Durant leaves Golden State, that's the situation.
It's another one. Kevin Durant.
Yeah, the Lakers.
I don't think he'll be a Laker.
I think he's going to New York. I think he'd be dumb to go to the Lakers because like, oh, you're gonna leave Golden State and go play with LeBron. Like, what's the point?
I mean, he doesn't care. He doesn't care about his conference. He cares about in his mind.
He wants
mind,
to be better than LeBron James.
Yeah, and I think he thinks if I play right beside him and I do more, I just think there'd be too much friction in that team.
Yeah, if Kevin Durant leaves Golden State, Klay Thompson stays. Draymond Green, I don't know what goes on with him, but he's not getting a max contract from anyone. People thought you would be getting someone would throw money at him. I don't know. I don't know who does. I don't know.
I don't know. I could see a team throwing some serious money his way.
Who do you think would throw money at him?
I think the Lakers would throw money at him, for one.
No.
I honestly think they would throw him a pretty lucrative contract. I think the Mavericks.
I think the Lakers are going to throw money. They're going to throw money at everyone. But if they get Anthony Davis and then they still have money left over for one more contract, who do they sign? There's lots of players that they could get Kemba Walker.
Well, yeah, they could get Kemba.
Kemba ends up, he's probably going to be out of Charlotte. Charlotte throws money at Kemba and Draymond Green or something like that, something dumb.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, honestly, man, the Jazz could throw money at Draymond.
That's what I was thinking, too.
The Spurs would love Draymond. Like,
no. I don't know if there's too much drama.
No, I guess. I just think of him as, like, a systematic player that fits.
He's truly a system player.
The Kings?
I think the Kings, based on what they've done this year, I think they're a little bit more competent now to not make a traditional Sacramento Kings move, which would be something like that. I think the Kings are the type of team that could throw money at someone like...
Kemba?
No, they don't need Kemba. De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know who the Kings throw money at. I think they're just going to chill. They're going to hold on and look at the smaller free agents. I think they could throw money at Chris Middleton, but that'd be about it.
I don't even like Chris Middleton.
Now, I think the Pacers will throw money at Kemba Walker.
Yeah, pair him with Oladipo. That's not bad at all. It's not bad at all. I think the Knicks are going to throw money at...
Everybody and their uncle. Knicks are going to...
Man, did you see this?
The Knicks are going to end up with Draymond Green and, like, some scrub... they're going to overpay two guys. Or they're going to end up with Kemba Walker and then, like, Draymond Green or someone else with a free agent that isn't Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. I don't know where Kyrie goes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, does he go to the Lakers? I don't really know. But that's still a possibility, I think.
I can see him as a Laker. I don't see him re-signing with the Celtics anymore.
Mm-mm. Too much...
Brooklyn?
No, they already have guards. Sure, they love to have, Kyrie Irving over any of those dudes, but you don't want to ruin what you just built.
What about how much room does Miami have under their contracts? Like,
I don't think they have any cap room this summer. They have cap room 2 summers from now, I think.
Because I could see if they could pair him with a capable star, I would see Kyrie going to Miami. The only thing is, I don't think Kyrie is going to go to the Lakers because I think that it's, like, I think he would not like living in LA. He hates the media. He hates the fame. Like, I just think it would be really tough for him to live in LA.
Yeah. And New York would be even worse.
Man, maybe he just signs to Toronto. Let's do it.
Yeah, why not? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe Orlando. You think he could end up there?
No. Not that or Phoenix. He's not going anywhere like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think, like...
Who does Phoenix go after?
Anybody. Anybody who says, yeah, I'll take a meeting with you, you throw a max deal at them.
So you're just going to see, I'm just going to look at who is a free agent. So, okay, nice. So, Kevin Durant, Paul Millsap, Al Horford.
Where do you think Horford signs? That's an interesting one. I think Paul Millsap signs back to Denver. I don't know why he wouldn't.
Yeah.
He fits so nicely there, and they're so successful. Like, that'd be a real...
Harrison Barnes is a free agent.
I think he's going to...
He'll stay in Sacramento.
I think so, too. That was a really good move for them, actually.
Jimmy Butler, Kent Bazemore, Jonas Valanciunas is a... Ooh, okay.
Wait, Valanciunas is a free agent?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a big... You know what? How about we play a song? We'll get some of the free agents sorted out. And then when we come back, we're going to have the scoop on you on who could be leaving their teams this summer, who we think's going to stay. Sounds nice. We'll wrap up a little March Madness talk.
We'll wrap it up from there.
Yeah. So
sounds good.
Take a small break and we'll be back in a few. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do when I'm gone? What you gonna do? Welcome back. Alrighty. Sorry for the, not so great music playing right now.
I like the music.
Yeah, okay. Well, keep lying to yourself.
Hey, whoa, come on, man. Can't all be trap stars like you.
Okay.
Or Ilo. Locked in.
Alright, so, we got... a couple decent free agents in this season. Even like the guys like Brook Lopez. He's getting paid this season. He's getting paid by the Bucks are gonna pay Brook Lopez.
This is a deep.
It's one of the, I think is it one of the best free agent. Oh, Spencer Dinwiddie's a free agent. Do you think teams will throw money at him?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know if the Nets will be able to keep him.
The point guard. So many teams need a good point guard. And he is a good one. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised for him to go to a team like Chicago or Phoenix or, Chicago.
I think Phoenix would be decent. Yeah. That'd be a good pickup. We got dudes like Rudy Gay. Jeff Teague has a player option. He's picking up on that. He's overpaid. Darren Collison, I think the Suns could throw a couple bucks at him just because. Enes Kanter, I think the Lakers could do something dumb and throw money at him.
Derrick Rose.
Now that's a good free agent. I think the Lakers could throw money at him too. They're just looking for it. I think the Lakers will throw money at anyone. JJ Redick is a free agent.
Honestly, man, I would see Phoenix again throwing money at Derrick Rose.
Oh, yes.
I don't think he's going to leave Minnesota though.
I think he will.
You think so?
He'll get paid more money elsewhere, and they'll have a better team, better... He doesn't need to be playing 36 minutes a night under Tom Thibodeau.
I guess. I just think he fits. He likes it.
Jonas has a player option. He's going
to
pick
you
up
know
on
what?
That.
I mean, you know where I wouldn't be surprised to see him go is the Pacers. I would not be surprised.
Derrick Rose? Oh, yeah, that too. The Pacers are going to be looking for a point guard upgrade outside of Darren Collison. Harrison Barnes has a player option. He's picking up on that. Ricky Rubio. Do you think the Suns could throw? I think the Suns could throw money at Ricky Rubio.
I think the Suns are just in so desperate need of a point guard.
I will be on the record forever saying that Devin Booker right now is the most overrated young player in the league.
Yeah, man.
He's not that good.
He's not.
Who would you rather have? You need to choose between Devin Booker and De'Aaron Fox right now.
Yeah.
I'm taking De'Aaron Fox 9 times out of 10. The only thing that Devin Booker is better at is, scoring. And if you want to say he's a better shooter, sure. But De'Aaron Fox, his criticism was that he needs to become a better shooter. And he's shooting, 36% from three.
I mean, I just find the one thing I do like about... Booker is the fact his maturity is there. He was thrown into a system where he right away needed to be... a bit of a leader, so I think the poise he has, I think he understands where he is in his career and that they're not in a winning mode, and I think he likes Phoenix, and I think he stands by being there, and I think he supports the
Who?
Organization.
Devin Booker?
Yeah.
He's been upset a little bit. I think he could be out of there.
I don't think so.
I don't know. He's locked under contract for a while. But another a free agent that touches close to home is Danny Green. He's a free agent. I don't see him leaving. Like, why would he? What's the point? A lot of teams could use him, but I think he stays in Toronto. He loves it here. Beautiful.
The only thing,
I love Danny Green.
Toronto has to be careful with Masai Ujiri. He has to be careful because there is a history of us taking players who love the city for granted and going, hey, we're going to give you a hometown discount. Like, give us a hometown discount.
Yeah.
And I think at Danny's career, like, where he is, he's going to be like,
I think he's good, though. He's not like some of the other dudes. You know what I mean? He's a very productive role player that loves the city. He's not like some of the other guys that, you know, love Toronto, but then, like, aren't that good.
Yeah, well, I mean, you just got to be smart. Like, he's making, what, $10 million this year?
Yeah. I could see him getting 12 next year, like 15. No, he's not getting more than that. I think anywhere from $8 to $12 million is reasonable for Danny Green. Starting shooting guard, can defend three positions.
I would like to see us sign him for under $10 million. I would.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But
if
I won't be surprised.
Now
if
let's talk about Mark Gasol's contract going into next year with a player option of like $23 or $24 million. That's a lot of money.
He's a free agent this summer.
He is a player option. He could pick up on it.
I think he's going to pick up on it.
I don't know. I think he's at the point of his career. He wants to win. I wouldn't be surprised if he declined his player option and took less money. I don't know if he... I don't think he will. Probably, like, if I was him, I wouldn't. Like, I mean,
but you're on a winning team.
I know, but to give the Raptors more flexibility. To re-sign Kawhi, to re-sign other people, you know what I mean? To have some more flexibility.
I thought you were saying...
Because you know what he did? He took... Like, he had a trade kicker in his contract when he got traded that he could have taken an extra, like, $3 million, right? He didn't.
Yeah, no. He's 35 years old, right? So, I thought you were saying, like, I wouldn't be surprised if he opts out and goes to...
Oh, no, he's not leaving.
Yeah.
I think he would opt out and re-sign with the Raptors for less money.
Yeah. I could see
that for sure. I think Pau Gasol's done stuff like that, you know what I mean? Like... So Mark Gasol, like, I wouldn't be surprised if he did that. It would be a really good move for him to stay in Toronto. You know, I like that they've been keeping him coming off the bench, and I think he's completely fine with it.
Well, like, he's having a good season, and I think also for him, he understands, like, we're trying to win, and we're trying to fit you into the system the best we can. And, I mean, he's not starting, but his minutes are mirroring
Ibaka's,
right?
Like, yeah, he's still good. Like, he's fine. He's... You know, he's doing all right.
I think if there was I do think he's happy here. And I've been watching videos of him in the locker room, and like he is, from what I see at least, he is a very, very, very upbeat guy who I love in our locker room. And that is the best thing I think about Toronto right now, is the fact that we have a good mix of veterans and we have a good mix of glue guys. Because you gotta think, Kyle Lowry is the leader of that team. There's no doubt he's...
Oh, yes.
He is always...
He'll be there for a while, yeah.
He's going to retire a Raptor. He'll retire a Raptor.
Unless... I wouldn't say that for sure. I think like, in a few years, if he's, like... I think that if the Raptors want to go into rebuild mode, and they say, you know what, Kyle, we love you, but we're trying to rebuild now, and I think it's time for you go get paid by someone else. You go play for a winner, try and win a championship.
Yeah, I know. But, like, what I mean is, like, Toronto's never going to... piece him in a deal to get someone else.
Yeah, they're not trading him.
And he loves Toronto, but he's what right now? 30...
31, 32 almost, I think.
Yeah.
He's getting up there.
Even in a few years, I don't see a rebuild happening for Toronto in the next few years.
I think so. If Kawhi doesn't re-sign, next year's a rebuild.
No.
Yes?
No.
If Kawhi doesn't re-sign, the Raptors should blow it up. Simple. Plain and simple. What are you going to do? This team without Kawhi Leonard could get you a 6-8 seed in the East, sure. But does that really do much for you for the future? Not really.
I don't think so.
Now, Masai Ujiri is a genius. I think he's the best GM in the league.
Him, yeah.
I mean, you could say Danny Ainge, but I think Masai Ujiri has proven that he can do what he does in multiple cities. He won Executive of the Year in Denver.
Yeah.
You know, he built that team pretty... He's been good. He's made really good draft decisions in Toronto.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's drafted well. He's traded well.
I mean, look at
well.
The guys we've drafted. Siakam, OG. We signed Fred
VanVleet after he was undrafted. He drafted OG Anunoby. Norman Powell is a good draft pick. That was a trade, too.
I think OG and Siakam have high ceilings. And I don't think you have to blow it up.
You don't blow it up, no. But you get rid of the dudes that are, you get rid of someone like Ibaka and try and get whatever you can for him. You get rid of everyone that's
I don't see them ever parting ways with Kyle Lowry now.
I think he'd stay there and they try and win, maybe make the playoffs and stuff, but, I think you gotta, try and just, try and rebuild if Kawhi leaves.
They're gonna retire 7.
Oh, no question. They'll retire number 10 and 7 and 15. Vince Carter's 15.
I don't think they'll retire 15.
Yes, they... Oh, 100%. If you don't think that they'll retire number 15, you are delusional.
Okay, yeah.
100%. They won't retire Chris Bosh's number.
No.
There's no
I was thinking, what did he really do in Toronto? What did he win us? But then I'm thinking...
It's not about that. It's about the culture.
He implemented the culture.
He brought basketball to Canada.
Yeah, it's not right if he doesn't have his jersey.
He's going to get his number retired next year.
I don't know.
If he retires, the Raptors will have
a jersey. He's coming back next year.
Is he?
Yeah, he announced he wants to play one more season.
No. No, he's not.
He's going to be the first player ever to play in 4 decades. 90s, 2000s, 2010s. Next year will be 2020s.
That's crazy.
Where do you think he signs? Phoenix?
Can the Raptors just pick him up, man?
I know, man. I wanted them to. We have a roster spot. Veterans minimum.
Just come, man. I would love that. Just do it for the culture. Do it for Canada.
It would
be a beautiful pickup.
It would be such a nice...
Do you know how many Vince Carter Raptors jerseys would sell? A lot.
Yeah. Jalen. Because I wasn't here last week, we didn't talk about that. I just want to say that's
good move.
Really good
move. I loved the move. Loved it.
And he's playing all right.
He's playing pretty well. Now you have three... you have three solid point guards you can rely on.
I am so happy about it, though, because of the playoffs. Fred VanVleet, man.
His injury, it hurts, but...
Dude, you're great, but, when it came down to the playoffs last year...
He's just too small.
You're too small. And it matters way more in the
playoffs. He can't play on the ball. He can play off the ball in the playoffs, but, when you have Kyle Lowry and VanVleet on the floor at the same time, that just doesn't work.
And
it worked well with DeLon Wright decently, when you have, you have DeLon Wright because he's 6'6 and can guard, two or three positions.
And what I like about Jeremy Lin is, he's a decent shooter. He's okay.
Good ball handler. He's smart. Yeah. He knows his role. He plays within it,
He's good in the paint. He's really, his mid-range game is the best part about his game. I mean, he shoots 50% from the elbow usually.
Yeah, not bad.
And I mean, last year in the playoffs, of course, we saw all ISO and then to the elbow, and then you'd see DeMar take that. So
I think we just need to see.
I just think from every single spot on the floor, we're dangerous now. I think our post game is dangerous with Gasol and Siakam. And
it's a good move.
Yeah, I think Kawhi's gonna re-sign with us though.
Yeah, I hope so. I'd say right now it's probably 65-35.
I just think, you know what? He got a huge deal with New Balance. He's still an all-star. He's got enough recognition. He's still the face of the team. They let him go at his own pace back. I think that was the biggest thing. They didn't say, we need you by January to play every game. They said, dude.
And that's the thing, is that they could afford it. Because you're so deep. And you can afford, and you know you're going to win a lot of games. They probably could have won if they played him every night. Could probably won, easily over 60 games.
Yeah.
But they didn't need to. They know that they're waiting for the playoffs, and that's when he's going to turn it on, too.
I think he looks at it as a smart organization. I think Gasol looks at it as a smart organization.
I think we can't really say. I think it's right now, as of right now, it's 60-40 or 65-35. And what determines if he stays is how Kyle Lowry performs in the playoffs. Kyle Lowry's health. And I think just overall, if they don't make the finals, I think he's gone.
Here's my thing, though. He's making $23 million this year.
He's going to be making $35 next year.
$35. We're the only team that could give him $200 million. he is probably looking at guys he's with right now, like in
the Kyle Lowry category. Looking at and Siakam.
He's probably looking at guys in his class, like LeBron and Kevin Durant and Anthony Davis. And how
well, Anthony Davis isn't a free agent, but
no, like I'm saying, like he's looking at
the dudes. His, oh, at the top, like six players in the league. Top, like
he's
10 players
in that talk.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And
yeah.
He's looking at the money they're making, and I mean LeBron has made well into, like, I swear this contract after it's done, he'll have made $1 billion.
No.
I swear. Maybe with endorsements.
After his endorsements and everything, like he's getting, because he already has $1 billion deal with Nike, lifetime deal, $1 billion. So. But yeah, outside of that, like I think
he's made $600 million. Kevin Durant has made $200 million. Anthony Davis is gonna look to make $100 million. Kawhi in his career has made $60 million. Like, he is gonna want to get paid, and I just think he fits Toronto. Toronto's treated him nicely. He is in a winning situation, in a winning culture, where he has got to be the man, and he has the chance to make $200 million, $40 million more than anyone else can offer to him.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so now, LeBron has made about $270 million in his year after the season.
Really? I thought it was way more.
No. I just looked at Basketball Reference.
All right. Well, anyways...
Kawhi hopefully stays. Jeremy Lin playing well. Mark Gasol, like the fit. I like the Raptors. They're doing well.
I think we're going to be
there. I think next year, if Kevin Durant leaves Golden State, I think you have to look at the Raptors. If they re-sign Kawhi, depending on the moves that they make this summer, they could be the favorites to win the championship next year.
That's the other thing, man. Kevin Durant leaves Golden State.
The league is wide open.
It's cracked open.
This could be the next year if Kevin Durant leaves Golden State. Next year could be the best season in NBA history after if Golden State breaks up, Kevin Durant leaves. Because the league has never been that wide open. Yeah. You will have Toronto, Milwaukee, you'll have Houston, you'll have the Lakers if they have someone good.
You'll have Boston.
Yeah, well, Boston. If Kyrie leaves, well then...
Boston goes into...
But you have Denver. They'll be better next year. You have legitimately like 5 or 6 teams that are going to be saying, you know what? We can win the championship this year.
Yeah.
Because Golden State will still be in it.
You know right? what, man?
It'll be great.
We're looking now. It looks good.
I hope. If Kevin Durant leaves Golden State, it'll be the NBA will be booming. It'll be a beautiful league. There will be like a good...
I know Golden State is obviously the powerhouse, but...
It's still not determined.
It's shaky for me.
I think I don't know if the Rockets can beat them. I don't know.
If Denver can.
No, Denver. I don't think Denver wins more than one playoff series.
Okay.
I think they get out in the second round. Jokic, teams will attack him in the pick and roll.
You know what, man? We got a lot to look forward to in the next coming weeks.
A lot to talk about. Too bad we won't be able to talk about the playoffs. Yeah, we'll be done by then.
Yeah, we are closing up on the show, actually. We got a few more.
Probably, like, 3 more shows.
Do we do next week?
What do you mean? Oh, it's yeah.
National holiday.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get a show in, and then...
Call it a day.
We'll be able to see right before the playoffs. We'll leave you with our hot takes to the fans, and then...
Call it a day.
And then we'll be back next year. Well, it sounds like we're ending it right now. We're not ending the show. We'll be back later. Yeah. We'll be back next week, everyone. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening. And
easy.
Yeah, keep your heads up.